You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, or the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Venom The Last Dance?
We're waiting for you to talk.
You looked at me suspiciously.
Right. What's he about to do?
What's going on?
I've completely forgotten what's happening at all, and I'm like, why am I here? But I don't want to say anything. Who are these men?
He said Venom. What does that mean?
Have I been poisoned?
You turned in a way where it caught my attention out of the corner of my eye, and it made me suspicious.
Because I did this with my teeth, and he copied me, and I guess we just threw you.
And you were the one, you know, it's always a bit of a gamble about who's going to start talking
after Zaman introduces it, me or you, we're breaking down, we're doing a meta commentary of baseless speculation. Usually one of us will chime in.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of two things. It'll either be Venom, The Last Dance is the third entry in the Venom series, part of the very spectacular Spider-Man cinematic universe. It does not yet feature Spider-Man, made by Sony, who love to shit the bed.
Something like, so everybody loves Venom.
Or something like, it's got Tom Hardy. He was great in, was he in this film? And then we'll remember a different film.
Yeah. We'll be like, oh yeah, remember when he played those two guys? Yeah. Hoomst with the same guy? Legend?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, remember The Titans? What a great film. And then here we are.
We're peeling back of the curtain.
Or alternatively, if we've gotten real hyped up about whatever we're about to talk about, we jump in after the introduction a couple of pages forward of where we probably should.
Absolutely.
We'll jump in and we'll be like, Venom! Venom! Venom is back!
Like, what do we think is going to happen in Venom The Last Dance? And somebody will be like, I love when he's on a horse! And I'm like, and then we start talking about what other animals should you venom.
Yeah, so also, I think that today we're going to go with the first example.
Okay.
So Venom The Last Dance is the third entry in the Venom series, which is part of a bigger Sony Spider-Man universe, which does not yet feature a Spider-Man.
Yep.
It does feature a vampire and a man who is a bird.
Yeah.
And it features Madame Web, but also maybe it doesn't, because there has now been talks that that's not part of the same continuity.
I guess that does seem to have a Spider-Man in that film.
Yeah, so,
well,
true.
But he's no Spider-Man.
But I guess canonically Spider-Man.
Because... All right. So, look.
But also, hang on.
All right, let's just, because there's a little bit of information, that I don't think we've spoken about yet.
This stuff,
it'll tie into what I'm about to say.
Fabulous.
So we were told that Sony's building a universe as well, and they want to cross over with the MCU, which they sort of did. It's a very small amount with Venom 2, which is called Venom Let There Be Carnage, and Spider-Man No Way Home. But so it's now come out. Venom 1, 2, 3, and Morbius are probably set in the same universe.
Okay.
Morbius.
He does say Venom.
In the trailer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Guess what didn't make the cut of the movie? And also, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was in that trailer.
That's right.
But that also was not in the movie.
And the director said, what the hell? How'd that get in there?
I did not do that.
I didn't film that.
And Tyrese Gibson was like, yeah, I'm playing Blade. And they're like, no, you're not. Actually, that's not the character you're playing
what
in this movie.
What the fuck happened on the set of that movie?
I think that's my favorite little bit of like, tidbit about that film, but yeah, you're playing Blade, idiot.
They didn't tell him he was playing Blade. He just misunderstood.
I'm in a Spider-Man film. Yeah. I guess I'm playing.
But
Blade.
Did he misunderstand before they filmed? When he read the script and it said like
not Blade,
Dave or whatever, was he like, I didn't know that was Blade's first name.
So
Dave Blade.
The theory is that he got confused because his character in the movie has stuff happen that then makes them a superhero in the future, but I can't remember which character it is, but it's not Blade. And then they announced the Blade movie, and Tyrese was like, I'm playing Blade.
What happens to him in the movie?
The fuck?
He gets his arm, or he's got like a mechanical arm or something, like a cyborg. But they also hide that heaps in the movie because it's like it was meant to be a plot point, but it's abandoned anyway. So hilarious. Morbius and the three Venom movies are set in the same universe.
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
Madame Web is apparently, well, at first they were like, it's set in the same universe, but then it no longer lines up because they couldn't decide if they were going to have the movie set in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then Peter Parker that's born becomes like either the Andrew Garfield, like one of the established Spider-Men. Yeah, sure, and then it's like, whoa, it's all the same fucking universe. Or if it was going to be set in the future and it would become, what's his name?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, okay. But then they decided, oh no, that doesn't really work. So then they pushed it forward, so it's an early 2000s period piece, and then it's no Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then the birth of Peter is in the movie, but then Sony's like, oh, it might be a different universe, actually, like a different continuity.
Yeah.
And then Tom Hardy has recently come out and said, yeah, the Spider-Man exists in the Sony universe.
Yeah,
like, he's around.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, why?
Why haven't we seen him?
He should have probably done something in one of the movies at this point. And then we've got Kraven coming out at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a great Christmas present.
Christmas
that will
with the Kraven.
Yeah, I love Christmas the Kravens. But in Venom, one of them, he's like, the symbiote, is when he sees Spider-Man on the TV, he's like, I hate that guy. So and then
he goes.
Eddie Brock is like, who's?
Maybe Eddie Brock just doesn't pay attention to the news.
But he's a journal.
So in Venom, Let There Be Carnage at the end, he's in a hotel and then he blinks and then he's in a different hotel.
Yeah.
And then in Spider-Man No Way Home, we find out that that's because he got brought into the MCU universe.
Yeah.
And then this ties into the trailer as well.
Knows Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except that he doesn't go to the MCU universe in the same batch that all the other villains do, and it doesn't work the same way, and they use the universe jumping that they used in Morbius, which also doesn't line up and doesn't make any sense.
That's right. Bird guy went into prison.
Yeah.
Vulture's like, whoop, huh.
So did,
this has something to do with Spider-Man. Anyway, then whilst at a hotel when everyone's fighting Spider-Man and their universes are converging, Eddie Brock is at a bar learning about all the MCU guys from the bartender, getting more and more drunk, and then Eddie Brock gets then just suddenly blooped back into his universe, but he leaves some symbiote behind.
That's right.
That is in the MCU.
Yeah.
In this trailer, that happens in the Venom universe. Yeah. So, did the director of this movie get confused? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, the scene in the trailer, which is at the bar where a guy
with
comes in.
With the actor
and
that plays Baron. No, not Baron. What's his name?
I know.
The guy
mean.
From Doctor Strange. The bad guy from the first Doctor Strange.
Mordo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mordo is there, but he's talking to the same bartender that was in the MCU one, because that person's also from Ted Lasso, I think.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right,
so the scene that's in that trailer.
When
they put the Mordo gloss over the...
does that. So that's in the Sony universe.
Well, in the...
I thought that was the MCU.
Well,
so
it was.
Maybe.
No, it was.
No, sorry. The trailer that we see, where he's like, in the shot we see in the trailer, where he gets the glass over to Venom, and I'm like, oh, I guess that's that is the MCU.
Well...
But what we're seeing, that is actually the Sony.
Well, they haven't.
That bar is in the Sony universe?
No, that bar. So, when we'd previously seen
there's
that bar.
There's two bars.
There's two bars.
It's multiple different universes. It happened in all of them, I guess.
Does that mean that he got drunk in two different bars?
So,
fair enough.
So, what is confusing is that scene is in the MCU.
Yes.
Because when we've seen. That's a continuation of the post-credit scene of No Way Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Do we think that this movie is going to go to the MCU?
No.
Or do you think they've fucked it up and they thought that was set in the Sony universe?
Or is it like when Eddie is in the MCU in that bar? Universe MCU.
Yeah.
And he's getting drunk. And when he goes bloop into existence, he then reappears.
Same bar,
but in the Sony CU.
That would make sense, except that he's in a Sony bar, which looks different. Then he bloops to the MCU bar, which... is different, then that happens, and then he's blooped back to the other one. Because when he gets blooped the first time, he's in his hotel room.
Yeah. It does the way the Sony dimension hopping works is that you take the place of your alternate reality self.
No, because Vulture never existed. Remember at the end of Morbius?
Why was he in jail?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He gets let out of jail for that exact reason.
But why is that where he'd go?
Because he was in jail in the MCU universe, and so when he blooped into a different universe, he was in the same... place.
Yeah, okay. But in Venom,
in the same space.
Yeah.
In Venom, he's in a different bar, but it's still a bar.
But in when we see him bloop, so when Venom goes from the Sony universe to the Marvel universe.
So when we see him go from Sony to Marvel,
why don't these movies do well?
Venom does.
What the hell?
So when he goes from Sony to Marvel the first time,
he's lying in a bed,
and then he goes into, is he also lying in a bed?
No. Yes. Yes, okay. And okay. So the room changes.
Okay, yes, but it's still the same motel. They just have a different decor.
And I'm pretty sure the time of day. You know what? We could probably find it.
Well, watch it right now,
because it's like okay, that kind of makes sense. Because
then
you're like,
he goes to the bar.
I'm like, if you know, you're going from one motel to a different, you know, a couple universes that's been shunted. You're like, I guess the decor is different. It was a Holiday Inn, but now it's a getaway motel or whatever. Exactly. You're like, whatever, it's fine. Okay, I'm accepting this. It used to be weatherboard, now it's bricks. Okay. Yeah. And then he goes to bar in the Marvel.
In the MCU.
And then he's like, has a couple of drinky drinks. And then he gets
blooped
back.
We don't see him back in the Sony one.
So he could have gone into the Sony
bar. But the symbiote being left alone, and then putting the glass on it, that explicitly happened. Yeah, the symbiote being left behind is in the MCU.
Yeah. So maybe he just left. Maybe he's just shedding symbiote.
When
he's drunk, he just lets it all hang loose. And all the symbiotes flying around. He's like, this sucks.
And then when he boops back.
Yeah.
But if he
keeps happening, right? So when he boops back, because he's already left a little bit of Venom in the MCU, now he's leaving a little bit of symbiote, Venom, in like the bar. So he say he's drinking. He's a bit drunk. He's in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a bit of symbiote fall down.
Yeah.
Then he goes whoop, back into the Sony.
Yeah.
He's still drinking. He's like,
little bit of symbiote goes down.
I'll have another drink. Little symbiote goes whoop, off he goes. He's like, well, I'm going to go back to bed now. He gets up.
Somebody catches him
Mordo
with a jaw.
Comes down. Boop. Boom.
Okay, so he goes from a shitty hotel in the city to a lovely sunny beach hotel. So
maybe the shorelines are different in the MCU.
His whole universe is vibrating when it happens, which doesn't.
Yeah.
Here's my theory regarding the.
Oh, but the room. That's even more confusing.
Here's my theory regarding...
The room doesn't change. The outside does. It's like the room gets picked up and put
the whole room knew who Spider-Man was. Here's my theory.
Yeah.
The scene where he puts the jar in the trailer for Venom, The Last Dance, the scene where he puts the jar over the Venom will not appear in the movie.
Yeah. They filmed that and they were like, oh, that'll be a continuation for the post-credit scene. And then people have been like, oh, that doesn't actually take place in our universe. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, just cut it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just like, we just put that in because.
They'll find the symbiote in a bin or something.
Well, it doesn't even seem like the plot of this movie revolves around anyone finding the symbiote.
Well, maybe. We don't really get a lot of it. It's just kind of like you've got what they say in the trailer. It's my home planet.
He's coming.
He's coming. So there's like, you know, symbiotes are coming down maybe.
Yeah.
And then it's like Venom's on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm an innocent man. I'm being whatever.
The government's chasing him.
I'm guessing they might have got other Venoms or symbiotes kind of thing. And kind of like Scream or whoever else.
Mm.
So a bunch of other lads have gotten Venomized.
Yeah.
And maybe they're doing stuff. And then it's like Venom's like, we're innocent. Even though we just saw him eat five heads.
But they were bad guy heads. It doesn't count.
They're fine.
Yeah, because there's Lady from Fargo season 5 is a scientist who
also from Ted Lasso.
Also from Ted Lasso.
What a Ted Lasso in
there.
Two.
She's got a bunch of the Venoms in like a facility somewhere.
Yeah.
I think those are symbiotes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the Venoms are the planet's coming from space to get Earth, I think.
Yeah. Clintar or whatever.
Well, yeah. Okay, so there's the scene in the trailer where Venom's fighting an alien on a plane.
Yeah.
That alien does not look like a symbiote.
Yeah, I thought when I first, like, you saw the big, like, thing, like, the plane get attacked from outside, I was like, oh, they're doing those, like, dragon symbiotes. Kind of popped up in, like, the King in Black, I think. Whatever it was. I thought, oh, yeah, those big, gross-looking dragons that have made a symbiote goo. And then it pulls back and you're like, no. What is this? I think those things have appeared maybe in the comics as little guys big guys that eat
Gnolls,
symbiote.
I think they're called.
Maybe.
I'm pretty
Gnoll
sure.
Gnoll was the king.
They're called K-something-something.
K-N-U-L, Knoll. He was the big bad.
He already been in it or whatever?
What? No.
Who was the guy in the first one?
That was some other lad. That was a guy.
Riot or some shit.
Ryan.
So Knoll. Ryan.
Ryan Symbiote.
Riot. Yeah. Kunal is like the first or one of the first.
And he just looks like a guy. He kind of looks like a vampire.
He looks like a vampire, long hair. He's got like a red spider, like venom looking thing on his chest. And he has the Necro Sword. Well, the one that is in
the Black Knight has or whatever. Then who are the guys?
Abuse.
Because there is a comic and it's about Venom Predators. Like, not Venom Predator.
Oh, as
but
in...
But predators of the symbiote species, which are called, like, Canors or something.
Yeah.
And they look like that creature.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what they're called, but they look like they're going to hunt them symbiotes.
And they're, like, bone guys. Whereas and they do the same thing.
They eat symbiotes?
They eat, or they take over symbiotes, make them bones.
Make them bones? So what are they going to do with symbiote bones?
While you look at that, it is actually relevant that they find the symbiote, because apparently the premise of Venom the Last Dance is that Eddie Brock and the symbiote Venom must go on the run from as their respective worlds try to hunt them down.
Oh, okay.
So the FBI want
but is it like
Eddie Brock dead and the symbiotes want Venom dead?
Do the FBI want Eddie Brock dead?
Also, Toxin's back in this.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Toxin, the cop symbiote?
Yeah.
Xenophages. Yeah, they eat symbiote brains.
Show me a picture of one.
Yeah, it looked like a parasite-looking bug thing.
Yeah, it kind of looks like what was on the plane, except that's not what the movie says the premise is. So, is that a symbiote? What is that? What's going on? No. Well, also there's a bit in the trailer where they're like, we've discovered alien life, so maybe the FBI has a bunch of aliens already?
Mm. Yeah, look, that there he is in his full form or like a
I don't
body
remember
pic.
That as being how they look. Okay. The thing I'm remembering are all white.
Oh.
They look like bones. Google the bones who ate the symbiote.
The bones who made.
Why do I never bring my little machine?
Wait, the bones who ate or who made?
Whom ate.
Ate.
The symbiote.
Has it not helped? Oh, no. What if you Google predators of the symbiotes?
Okay.
The bones that ate the symbiote.
Okay, I'm looking at Trent.
Symbiote predators.
I'm looking at T-Rex symbiote.
And it was like a limited run. Captain America gets infected by one.
Like the anti-venom?
No, wrong.
No, okay. Misery?
No, it's not a symbiote. It's its own thing. It was not a popular comic.
Okay.
It was limited, not popular, and not very good to read. White monsters.
White monsters.
Eat the symbiotes.
There's a lot of anti-venom I'm getting. No. I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, it probably was the xenophages or whatever, and I'm just remembering it wrong. But I swear to God, they were like, what if you type in predators of the symbiote? Are you going to get symbiote predators? Okay. From like Predator and
Marvel finally unleashes the symbiote species natural. Marvel unleashes the symbiote species natural predator to finally kill Venom.
What is it?
It's
just going to be the xenophages here.
Yeah, I think it is the xenophages.
Blood cloven vampires.
What? Okay, that was not on.
I don't think that's what I meant either.
Readers are thrown right into the Marvel Comics ongoing event Blood Hunt, where a vampire cult called the Blood Coven has used dark force energy to block out the sun around the globe, allowing vampires to rise up, take over the world.
Yeah, that's happening now.
Yep.
Not at all what I'm thinking of.
And two vampires are tasked with delivering a terrifying payload to New York City, a symbiote eating vampire.
The thing I'm thinking of is.
He looks like bones!
Show me.
No. That's happening currently.
Yeah, it's an old comic I'm thinking of.
Oh, dude, I want to help you out so much.
Curse these.
So it's not Lee Price.
No.
That's who they've currently brought back to kill.
How old
is the comic?
I want to say it's from like the early 2000s. Venom gets maybe sucked into another dimension.
Yep.
And like Captain America is there.
Yep.
And he's maybe also Venom. And he says, the Canals have come. And
is it sure it's not Canal?
No. And the Eldritch, like, dude. Bone guys.
They're like white bones. They eat venom.
They're white bones and they eat venom.
And they are aliens. And they eat
not
venom.
Not the brood.
I don't think so.
I'm now looking at just enemies of venom to see if we can help you out, man. My dude.
Is it just the spider side?
No. My God. It's...
So Captain Venom, you think, was part of this?
I don't know, man.
Was Captain America there or not?
Captain America was, maybe. And he and it. The thing about this, guys,
mm-hmm.
is they act like Venoms a little bit when they go on to you.
So they're like, they're also
they're
a symbiote.
Probably they are. Show me the xenophage again. Google Venom xenophage. Let me look at him.
All right. Was it the Venomverse story arc?
Like
I don't know.
Into the Venom.
So the 2017 comic book from the early 2000s.
Here's the Xenom. You look at that. So okay. Those are those like fuckers. Are they the guy? They're not white bone men.
I don't think this is right.
Mm-hmm. Into the Venomverse.
I feel like it might have been a Venomverse story. I think it might have been.
Okay.
But the fact that Dusha, with that knowledge, hasn't found it immediately tells me I'm probably wrong.
The Poisons are their name.
Yeah, okay. Show me picture. Do they look like bones? Do they look like bones? Yes! There they are! The Poisons!
So every bit of information you gave us was wrong. And we still found it.
And yet... somehow, you still found it. That's okay. What they're called.
Okay. Yes. Capable of assimilating symbiotes and the host, as well as psychically impersonating their target's loved ones.
Yes.
Is what they can do. Okay, the Poisons are species of crystalline extraterrestrials spawned by the Poison Queen.
Yes.
Okay. They're like a hive, I guess. All right.
That's... they don't look so much like the monster from the trailer.
No, not in the slightest.
No.
Maybe I look at the Poison Queen. Maybe there's a picture of them that I can see. I think they look more like the xenophage things we were talking about.
yeah.
I reckon if I was going to guess.
Yeah,
dude.
But we got there.
We did.
This is satisfying.
Yeah.
For me and the listeners and the viewers, this is satisfying.
I'm surprised we got there. You don't seem satisfied, though. You seem very flat.
I'm flustered.
Okay. So I think what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is Venom, because of the events of the previous films
mm-hmm.
that I've only seen one of,
uh-huh.
I'm assuming Carnage caused a bit of carnage.
Let there be carnage.
Everyone a bit worried about symbiotes.
No, he doesn't cause that much. He causes the same amount of carnage that happens in the first right. Venom.
Yeah.
So still people are a little worried about the symbiotes, and I'm guessing in the bar.
You've gone too big. No. I reckon I've got the answer, but please.
Yeah, okay. Like, people worry, but you know, it's the symbiote is in a bar, and old mate Mordo, he stops it, grabs mm-hmm. it. Maybe they're keeping tabs on Eddie.
The symbiotes, yeah.
Because they're just like, you know, he's a good man. And they're experimenting on the people that maybe Ted Lasso Lady
mm-hmm.
and Fargo Five Lady has mm-hmm. in
Juno Temple. From Killer Joe.
She and Mordo are making lads who are also Venom,
mm-hmm.
symbiotes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And because now Earth's population is mm-hmm. now a little bit Venoms,
mm-hmm.
that's attracting the xenophage, who are now being like, those are our tasty treats.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're going to come down and try and eat the Venoms.
I think that the symbiotes are coming to Earth because they've heard that Venom's doing well.
Oh, yeah, he's a big loser.
Yeah.
He's doing well, so they're like, oh, he must be good. Earth must be good.
There's a lot of good stuff to eat there.
And then Juno Temple and Mordo, fuck, I wish I could remember the actor's name.
Yeah.
Mm. They're like FBI or something. They're like, we got to get Venom off this planet, because then if he's off Earth, then a planet's under attack. I think it'll just be that.
Or I think they could be because they're like, we never thought that there would be alien life out there, but now we've got confirmation, and they might just be like, we don't want alien life to be out roaming, get him for the facility.
Yeah. Well, we thought, you know, alien life out there, but we didn't realize how bad it could be because they're going to eat us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I think there'll be a scene where the symbiotes are like, Venom, you have to come back with us, back to Venom Planet. Mm. And they're like, Eddie Brock, you got it. We can separate you from the Venom permanently. And they're like, no, we love each other. We're going to stay together.
Venom.
Yeah. We are Venom. Yeah, I think that's probably how it'll end. He'll fight off the Venoms, and they'll be like, oh, actually, Venom, you're a good guy.
And then at the end, there'll be a thwip sound.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, and then nothing will ever happen of that.
Yes, dude. Even maybe the back of Spider-Man's head.
Nah, too much.
Too much? Just a thwip?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon you could recognize a thwip sound?
Yeah.
There it is.
That wasn't bad.
Yep.
That wasn't bad.
There it is.
Yeah.
It got worse. It got wetter on my second.
Yeah,
really did.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with my web juice.
Too much juice in the web juice.
No. I'm getting sick. Obviously, I think it's time to talk about it. There's a Venom horse in this movie. And wow, is it awesome.
Do you think that they are going to kill that horse by it just like the Venom? Basically, because in the trailer, we see... Eddie Brock's like, hey, how fast can you make this horse go without killing the horse?
Yeah.
And Venom's like, Eddie, we'll have to find out.
Let's see. Yeah.
Eddie, you gotta get on. Jesus Christ. He says Jesus Christ in the trailer. Does. It's awesome.
I reckon that horse will survive.
Yeah.
And I reckon that'll probably be either a post-credit little thing, whatever, where it's the horse is just like at a trough just having a drink and its eye gets a little venomized.
Mm.
As a bit of a like,
there's going to be a Venom horse in Venom 4.
You love Venom that horse. Venom horse. Mm. Venom and that also horse. Will go nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be like a bit of a joke.
Well, they teased Toxin in 2. Yeah,
he's back.
He's going to be in this in 3. Yeah. He didn't actually become Toxin in 2. He died, and then some symbiote came on him, and then he came back to life.
So he was a cop who died and got symbiote
he's
on
Patrick,
him?
Whatever.
Mulligan?
Mulligan or something, yeah.
Like, he's the Toxin from the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny to have a Venom or a symbiote who is restricted by the word of the law. That's like a funny part of that character where he's like, I want to eat you, but due process. I think the Venom horse will just be like a sort of gag. Like they'll ride it and then the horse will be like blah, 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 when they take the Venom off it, you know?
I don't think they're going to kill the horse or they might eat the horse's head or I reckon it'll just be the horse is fine.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be a cutaway gag to the horse at some point. Yeah, I reckon the horse.
I think the horse is going to fall off a cliff.
Okay.
Because that's a funny way to kill a horse.
It is a pretty funny way to kill a horse.
Like, pretty much like, because Eddie doesn't have, just Venom's on the horse and not on Eddie. Mm. So they're using like tendrils from the horse to hold Eddie on.
Yeah.
But I can imagine like a helicopter or something shooting at Eddie and Venom has to jump back on Eddie. And the horse
imagine this as they're galloping and it kind of like is a helicopter, whatever, at the galloping. And so like he jumps with as Venom horse, he jumps at the helicopter in mid air, goes back onto Eddie and a horse straight to a helicopter. Dude. Tell me you don't want to see this in front of
that would make this the greatest movie I'd ever seen in my life.
If they can take out a helicopter with a horse, I will stand up, I will clap, and I will sit my ass back down, and I'll be like, this can only get better.
What about like he's riding the horse, and the horse is going really fast for a horse, and then he has to jump onto Eddie, and they roll off, but the horse is still going too quick,
and so
it just grinds down. it's just a horse's head.
Oh.
And then it goes, boom, and falls off.
He comes up, eats their brain.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I like the idea of them using the horse as a projectile.
Yeah.
Venom, the symbiote, liking that, and then starts using Eddie as a projectile later
on.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you already see him, like,
kind of use Eddie like a bat.
Kind of use him as a bat, yeah, which I like. I like that, yeah, Venom not really understanding what you can and cannot do to your host. Yeah.
Well, because Venom's thing is, like, he heals Eddie at yeah, the same yeah, time. Yeah. So, like, you can just slam Eddie yeah, into
absolutely.
A guy.
It'll be
then you
fine.
Just get back on him and Eddie's all right. He's just upset.
Yeah. I hope that is a bit of a plot point and then Eddie being like, you can't do
please.
That.
Eddie gets sick in the second one after they
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
He probably
you haven't
should.
Seen it. Have you seen it, Jackson?
No. I've not even seen it, Venom 1.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Man.
Fuck. In Venom 1, he sits in a lobster tank.
That he's is
so
awesome.
Sweaty.
That is awesome.
He's
I like
Venom
that he looks
1,
like shit.
Boy.
Venom 1 sucks. No, yeah. Venom 2 is worse. But Venom 1 at least
is crazy.
It's not, but it's not that crazy.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like BVS crazy.
Yeah,
I think it's still like it competent.
Okay,
made film.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that's set in three rooms.
Yeah, okay.
But like you know, there's a beginning, middle, and end. So there's at least a semblance of a film.
It's one of those movies where the second act very abruptly ends, and then you're about halfway through the third act.
Yeah, okay, I can imagine. Yeah.
Because things just escalate real quickly out of nowhere for no real reason. Mm. But it is awesome because Tom Hardy looks sick the whole time.
Yes, that is great. It's nice to see.
And he eats a lobster while sitting in a lobster bath because he's too hot.
Yeah. Mm. It's nice to see a main character in a superhero movie that looks like shit.
I feel like he also throws up a bunch in the movie.
Wouldn't shock me.
Hopefully.
It'd make you sick, dude. You'd throw up if you had venom on you.
I know.
They're calling this The Last Dance. Will it be? We're going to get another Venom movie?
Nah.
You reckon this is the end? This is the last wet fart of the Sony universe?
No, because there's still heaps more movies in the Sony universe.
Craven, Disco Hustler?
It's Craven, and then... I feel like there's another one that's like almost ready to go.
Morbius 2?
No, there's no
more. I think it's just Craven. I think for ages we were sitting in this Craven and Madam Web coming, but I think it's literally just Craven left.
Yeah.
Like who else?
Mm, yeah, because they canceled that disco guy.
And yeah, the Hypno Hustler movie's not happening.
And then they were like, no, wait, it is. Oh, no, wait, it's not. Yeah, it is? No, it's not.
And the El Muerto movie was probably dead in the water.
And then they.
Oh no! El Muerto's back.
El Muerto's back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but wasn't it originally? Was it Bad Bunny?
Yeah, it was Bad Bunny.
And now
yeah.
it's not.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But they, don't worry, El Muerto will return.
Oh, thank God, dude! As one of the world's leading El Muerto heads, this pleases me. Well, but do we think it's really back?
El Muerto re-entered development in January 2024 after further revisions to the script, with Tony intending it to be a standalone film similar to Tony.
What does Tony want, dude?
I was in Spony.
Tony Spony. He makes all the big decisions at Sony.
Yeah, yeah. Big Sony.
Run up my wrist of Spony.
Yeah, what does Tone Spony think?
What does Tone
With Sony intending it to be a standalone film similar to their other SSU films.
Okay.
What does SSU
Sony Spider Man.
Sony's Spider-Man
it's
universe.
Sony's Spider-Man? Yeah.
It's Sony's Spider... Okay, no, that's fine.
No, it is pretty funny.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's also...
No, this is our Spider-Man
I'm really
universe.
Sad it's not the Sony Cinematic Universe. They just spelled cinematic wrong. But
I was like the Sony Cinematic Marvel Universe.
SSMU. Do we think, though, that El Muerto is still really coming out, given how bad Madam Web did?
Like, well, it depends on how bad Venom does and how bad Kraven the Hunter does.
Well, you know, they're pushing Kraven to Christmas.
Yeah.
So you get to see, you know, because it's the school holidays, summer
holidays.
You see
it heaps of times.
Winter holidays, whatever.
I'm going to take my son.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, we're going to see Kraven every day this week.
Kraven, an R-rated film as well.
Yeah, my kid's he's going to learn about fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the producer or one of the producers of Kraven? Yeah. It's like, oh, we're pushing Kraven back to the holiday season so that, you know, people have time to finally go and watch a good movie multiple times. That's what everyone. That's why people aren't spending money on
Furiosa.
The Fall Guy.
Saving my money for Craven.
We're saving
dude.
It for Craven.
Saving for Craven.
Craven has a budget higher than Morbius and Madame Web.
Well, yeah, because everyone's going to see it multiple times. If only if everyone went and saw Madame Web or Morbius once, of course you're going to set your expectations, your budget for that. But we're all going to go see Craven
multiple viewings,
at least twice, maybe even three times. I don't know. I just it's going to be a good film.
How many times? Maybe we should do when it comes out, do a Craven movie marathon.
Yeah. How many times in a day can we watch Craven?
Can we watch Craven? Yeah.
You have two before. So wake up.
Yeah.
You have a pre-breakfast Craven. You then go and have some.
It's hard because most cinemas' first screening will be at the very earliest 9:30, 10 a.m. Yeah.
Okay. Is there places that we can go to where we can hire out, say, the cinema that can open up early so we can make sure that we ensure that we get a pre-breakfast Craven?
I don't think we would be able to watch. It would only be if Craven was out on physical media.
Okay, what about like a midnight screening?
Yeah.
I mean,
of course, because it's sure going to have a midnight release. Absolutely. It's Craven.
We see
the midnight release. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Because that technically is a pre-breakfast.
Yeah, for sure.
Look, I'll let it count.
Yeah.
Because, look, I would love to see it at 6 a.m.
Me
but,
too.
Look,
nothing would please me more.
If cinemas don't open that early, then
That's
on cinema. They just lost a little bit of income from us. That's
exactly.
All
that's all the time.
So we have a pre-breakfast, i.e. midnight screening of Craven.
We get to sleep on it and think about how much we enjoyed it.
And how much we won't be able to sleep because we'll be too excited to see Craven the next day.
We talk about how much we love Craven, some of our best. We maybe get a quick power nap in.
Yep.
We wake up, we have a quick breakfast, maybe some toast.
It's going to be
like
Craven
that,
themed.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole Craven themed day. We have a
Craven
themed animal product.
Yeah, we just eat meat. Oh, wait,
he's
we ain't fucked up here.
Yeah.
Because this Craven, he hates meat.
Oh,
he hates meat and he hates his dad. And his dad loves meat. Okay. And his dad's Russell Crowe.
Midnight screening. In the morning, call our dad. Just get it all out.
Yeah, okay. Dad, why did you
I'll
have to
kill you?
Why did you have to make me eat steak? And you hang up, and then we have a lovely
vegetarian
breakfast. Vegemite on toast.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, perfect.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. in there. Craven. Craven, I assume, goes for 3 hours. I can only assume.
Yeah. No runtime yet, but I would be shocked if it's more than 2.5.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so say it's a 9 a.m. screening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Starts at 9 a.m., half an hour for
previews
all those
and credits.
Previews that we want to see, because just what if there's like, you know,
absolutely,
a little bit more Craven in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's half an hour, then it goes for another, so like, look, I'm blocking out like a 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that brings us to midday. A delicious Craven themed lunch.
Vegetarian, you know,
a lovely halloumi salad.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful.
It's funny because, without these caveats, you could probably still see Craven 5 times in a day.
Yeah. Mm.
If you don't even, if we just.
Oh, what am I doing? Why are we stopping for lunch?
Yeah.
There is lovely refreshments and treats at the candy bar.
Oh, we have a gold class screening.
Oh,
that's our lunch.
Just eat it. Yeah, go from a regular screening to a gold class screening where they will deliver food to you.
Yeah.
And then. To wash it down, you just go to a regular screening afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you have a late night screening.
Have a regular screening, and then for dinner, back to gold class. Then we can eat while we watch it.
I don't think any of the Sony's Spider-Man universe films have crossed 2 hours either. So
I reckon
they're all really short because they film too much and then cut heaps out. Movies don't really make sense.
I'm legitimately willing, when Craven comes out, to lock in
and watch Craven 5 times in a day.
Craven movie marathon.
Mm-hmm,
I think that's.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could make history. Be the first people to see Craven 5 times
yeah.
in a row. All those motherfuckers when Morbius came out went and saw it twice.
No.
Cowards.
Yeah. We're going to do the Craven quintuple.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go see Craven as many times as we can in one day.
All right.
You heard it here first.
You got to hold us accountable, listeners.
Damn right.
And viewers, we've
it
locked
comes
in.
Out December 13, so we'll be on holidays.
That's even better.
Take time out of our beautiful holidays.
December 13, pre-Christmas.
Yep.
It's gonna be good.
Oh yes!
Oh, it's gonna
Baby.
Be good.
Madame Web is the longest Sony Spider-Man universe film, and it's 116 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, breezy 90-minute Craven.
Yeah, exactly.
It legitimately
it could
be.
Oh,
Easy. Well, is this going to be the easiest thing we've ever done?
Yeah, exactly. And to help fund our wonderful Craven, the Craven Quintuple, make sure that you subscribe to the Baseless Speculation Plus.
You get this show ad free.
Sure,
that money goes into our tickets.
Exactly.
For Craven.
Some of them are going to be gold class because we're going to need to eat.
Yeah.
Tickets are expensive. So it's not cheap.
Sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus to wreck our Christmas.
Please do.
Wreck our Christmas.
Baseless Speculation. Be a Grinch.
Yeah, be a Grinch.
Grinch us.
You sign up on SansPantsRadio.com or it's now because I spent most of the weekend doing it on Apple Podcasts.
Beautiful.
So you can do it.
Fantastic.
You can, do it there
you can help you us can out.
A couple
please.
Of bonus episodes here
yeah,
and there.
Yeah, exactly.
And
beautiful.
Free.
Oh, it's good stuff. Oh, and then we see Craven five times.
Five times.
Including twice in gold class if we're following the rules that we just said, which is like $45 a ticket. Oh, that's not even including the food.
No. So imagine that night going to sleep, lying in bed, all you can think about is Craven.
Imagine looking at our letterboxed accounts and it's like recent activity, Craven.
These motherfuckers really like Craven.
Yeah, one star, two stars, one star.
Sorry, honey, money was too type of presents.
I had to go see Craven five times. I made a rule with myself.
Yeah. I said Craven tickets must come before Christmas presents. Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
I know you love Christmas and we're married, but too bad.
You know, it's out of my head.
Craven.
I'm sorry. December 13th, you just have we rule that out with you won't see me. Yeah. That's the day I'm not down. There.
I'm gone.
Goodbye.
I'm in the jungles with my favorite man, Craven.
You know, people spoke about the Barbenheimer, but yeah. no one's talking about Craven to the power
yeah,
of
everybody's
five.
Talking about Craven, Raven.
No one's talking about the quintuple Craven.
Yeah, exactly. Craven to the power of five.
Crazy for Craven, but crazy spelled with a K.
Yeah. Crazy for Craven. There's like five Ks there.
Yeah.
You've got to put them in.
What, just at random?
Yeah.
Cray-cree, cray-cran. Baseless Speculation's going cray-cray for cray-cran, dude.
Yeah, cray-cray for Craigan.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. I'm excited, frankly. I'm looking forward to it.
But that's not even what we're talking about today. We're talking about Venom 3.
Yes. Yeah. Sure are. The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Is this the last dance for the Venom? Yeah. Is this the last dance for, say, Tom Hardy's the Venom?
I think the only way that Venom continues is if the MCU give up and let Venom in their universe, which apparently they've been trying really hard to not let happen.
Yes.
Sony keep being like, oh, we could just cross over, and MCU's like, no, we've seen your movies. No, thank you.
I can see, yeah.
Is this like Sony, like, but we could cross over, like, no, sell us, give us rights back.
Yeah.
If you gave us the rights back.
We'd let him in the universe. Gotcha. Psych!
Well, because... Yeah, they couldn't come to an agreement, and then there was, like, when Tom Holland was crying on the phone to
Which is very
Kevin
funny,
because
Marvel was the bad guys in that situation.
Yeah.
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 Wait, was he crying on the phone because he wanted Venom?
No,
he
wanted Spider-Man to
Spider-Man
be back in the
MCU.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
But there was also no chance that that actually, I think, happened. I think that was probably a leak. No, not the crying on the phone.
Yeah.
Because if No Way Home was planned, which it would have had to be. Mm. There is no way the MCU just like I've let that slip through their fingers.
Yeah, for sure.
They would have probably been like, here's our fucked deal, and Sony were like, no, and they're like, well, okay, we'll give you this
it's
deal.
It's kind but of then, like every time point, an MCU actor leaks a script or whatever, and you're like, did really? Or they leak a title or a spoiler, you're like, really? Or is this global multi-billion dollar monopoly company in
Although they're sweating because the things aren't working anymore.
Yeah, that's true. The sure bets are no longer sure bets.
They're in the hole, and then they say things like, oh, we're looking for a director of the next Avengers film, but unlike the previous Avengers film, it's not going to focus on like a core cast of five people. It'll be an ensemble movie with 60 characters.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. I really
Wolverine Deadpool guy, you can do it. You can do this.
Jeff, the Mr. Freeman, Mr. Free Guy himself, Sean Levy, and he made Night at the Museum. So he had to handle.
He knows how to handle an ensemble.
Yeah, because that had Robin Williams,
Ben Stiller,
what's his face from
Simpsons?
Oh, Alan Partridge
from Simpsons.
The guy,
what's his name?
What's
that
Harry
guy?
Shearer, the other guy, Hank Azaria.
Yeah, Hank Azaria is there.
But there.
Who's the guy who plays Alan Partridge?
Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan.
But there's also one of the guys from. He's like a famous old actor. He's one of the old security guards.
Yeah.
He's like he's in Mary Poppins.
Oh, Christopher Christopher Guest?
No, he plays Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Christopher Guest is not an old man. He's a director. Yeah. Who was I thinking of? Christopher
Columbus?
No, not Christopher Lee, the other Christopher. The old
Lloyd.
The one that they put in the money to the money. All the money in the world to replace
Plumber.
Christopher Plummer.
The one they put in the money. George Washington?
Yeah. The Queen?
Yeah. You know that old Christopher Washington?
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer is what I was thinking. Yeah, he's not in Mary Poppins, he's in the other old movie, isn't he?
Bad Dogs and Broomsticks?
No, like he's it. In fucking Sound of Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got that quicker than with Poison. So, props for that.
Yeah. I get Dick Van Dyke and Christopher Plummer confused. Enough. But I also apparently get Christopher Plummer and Christopher Guest confused. Christopher Guest is the director of Best in Show.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah.
Isn't Christopher Guest also, does he appear in front of camera?
Yes, he's in Spinal Tap.
Have you seen that clip? We're just talking about Disney and stuff, reminded me of it, of Pedro Pascal on the Graham Norton show, and he accidentally calls Grogu Baby Yoda.
Oh, no.
And you watch him. He's genuinely stressed.
No. He's scared.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think Graham Norton's like, he's like Baby Yoda. And he's like, he is like Baby Yoda. And they're like, they keep talking, and then it cuts back to him, and he's like, I called him Baby Yoda.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, well, and you're not allowed to do that. And he's like, haha, no. But you can see he's genuinely, like, upset about what he's done.
Well, I mean, we've been yelled at by certain corporations paying us money to endorse a product, and they
said... It wasn't so much of a yelling. It was just more of a, here is a...
Very strongly worded, do not do this.
Very strongly, before they even really mention anything, it's a very much, do not mention certain things, i.e., don't call it the baby.
But it looks...
Or the child.
Which is such a strange thing to do as a corporation like that, to be like, well, this is something that has naturally happened with the fandom
and
the people who are watching. Why not lean in? And because this happens naturally. Like,
my son, this
it.
Is. You could have.
You know.
Yeah, Yoda could walk in and be like,
that's my boy.
Found my boy, you have.
Yeah.
Mandalorian, you are.
I know.
But I don't know why they went so hard of like, don't you dare call
it's just something.
I'm guessing it's because they wanted to break, they were worried that, because the people in charge are like sci-fi scare.
Because
like when you look at the MCU and stuff like that, they want to like spell out everything, and they probably just didn't want the confusion of this isn't Yoda, because then people are like, because I mean, like, I've
how could it be Yoda when Yoda was dead by then? But baby mean young.
Yoda's been shooting blanks this whole time. That's part of the counter.
You know what?
Can Yoda go time travel and be young again?
I honestly wouldn't be like surprised if the reason they hammered that home is because they knew that Luke Skywalker was coming in the end of the second season of The Mandalorian. And they were like, they'd be like, hang on. But Yoda's baby here, but Yoda's old when he meets Luke. What the fuck?
I don't understand this.
I'm going to put a knife in my television.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We got any swings to the fences?
It'll be
the
good.
Last dance? Yeah. I think some kind of Spider-Man cameo beyond a thwip. That's my swing for the fence.
Yeah,
I think
but
back of the head or on the news.
What Spider-Man suit are they using, though?
I think it will be like a kind of...
A new one?
No.
You think that, okay.
Like a
Black Spider-Man suit.
Black Spider-Man suit. No one's done it. Well, they have, but not for a while.
We've only had one. Yeah. Oh, wait. In No Way Home, he's got a black suit, but it's a different black suit because it's just his old suit
that's
turned inside out.
Spider Monkey or some shit? Yeah.
No, that's Night Spider. And Night Monkey.
That's stupid.
That's Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but he's when he's wearing his, that's his stealth suit, I think.
Yeah.
But then in No Way Home, or is it Endgame? No, it's No Way Home. He gets hit with green goo or something, and then he's like, oh, my suit's wrecked. So then he turns his suit inside out.
I don't remember this at all.
Sounds fake.
That just sounds
like a dream. Like
Yeah.
Spider-Man, then he got hit by green goo.
He's like, you know when Spider-Man's all goo? Is it when Mysterio goos him? I don't know.
Who has goo?
I don't know. Mysterio?
Green Goblin? He's got pumpkin bombs. That's a...
Turns him into skeletons?
Yeah.
What's the rule, New York? Hydro Man is water.
Who are the guys in No Way Home?
No Way Home.
Sandman, no goo.
That's just sand.
Green Goblin, no goo, probably.
It's just pumpkins.
Electro Man, electricity.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not green goo, it's green paint.
Okay, so green paint is...
After paint is splashed over the costume, Peter cannot get out. Cannot get the stains out immediately. Yeah. Thus, he flips his suit inside out to make it suitable for use.
What movie is this?
No Way Home.
What the fuck? Was this when I wasn't there because I was getting a haircut? Remember I came in halfway through that movie and my haircut like, went long?
Yeah, you were like,
did you?
No, you was like 10 minutes late. Yeah. Like, you definitely, you missed the intro.
Yeah, I missed all, yeah. Thank God. Yeah. I don't remember that scene at all. It sounds fake.
Yeah, I don't remember that scene at all.
I don't know why
it
was
legitimately Trump. Might have been in the first 10 minutes.
Why was someone throwing paint at Spider-Man?
Because they're like...
For his murder!
No, because of what happens at the end of Far From Home. Everyone knows Peter Parker's Spider-Man and they... Yeah.
That's right,
were you
Mysterio.
There when he went to court? He wasn't actually in court.
Like, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, Matt Murdock catch a brick.
I came in when Doc Ock has him on the bridge.
That's so late.
That is so late.
That's when I
That's
came
so
into the cinema.
Funny.
My haircut went long.
I thought you...
My hairdresser kept telling me where to get figs in the neighborhood. Because I asked him what his favorite fruit was, and he said figs. And I said, oh, I've never eaten a fig. And he said, oh, you must. Let me tell you, in the neighborhood where all of the fig trees are that hang over people's fences.
So
that
you didn't see any of the conversations between Peter and Doctor Strange?
Not even one. Until he said, Scooby-Doo this shit when the guys had arrived. And I was like, ugh, yuck. But I didn't see anything leading up to that.
You missed a lot of that movie.
You didn't miss much.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
I think you missed pretty much everything that connects the movie you saw with the previous movie.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, well, you missed the paint.
I did miss the famous paint scene.
I didn't, and I missed it, so I don't know, dude. Honestly, I don't think it was that integral.
No,
I don't even remember where to get the figs as well, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
I guess if I
know you like granites.
Do you like figs that much?
I like the idea of figs.
Have you yet had a fig?
Why do you like the idea of so many foods but not
because
actually like
the
foods?
Because a fig eats a wasp, dude.
Yeah,
think
figs
about
are cool
it.
As fuck, man. The wasp goes in there, lays its eggs in there or some shit.
The fig needs a wasp to be fig.
And like if you're
of course
making,
he's gonna love that.
If you're making a charcuterie board, it's good to have figs on there visually.
But like eggs are the same, you fucking hate eggs.
But you get a case, you crack it, a thing comes out. He loves that
Here's
idea.
Here's what I'm thinking with eggs.
Think about it.
Okay, imagine this.
Yeah.
I have no food and I'm in the wilderness, but I do have a chicken. I could slaughter that chicken, sure. But I don't know what I'm doing, dude. Mm. I don't know how to pluck a chicken. I don't know how to gut a chicken. But a chicken lays an egg, that's a meal.
Mm.
Nothing else in nature does that except berries and fruit.
Sure. Fair enough.
I guess a tree doesn't lay a berry.
Yeah, and I don't know what berries I can eat, but I know I can eat any egg.
Yeah.
That's not true.
What eggs can't you eat?
Yeah, any of that have been fertilized?
You can eat them.
You can eat them, but it won't be
in some places. It's a delicacy.
Be pleasant. Yeah,
it wouldn't be what you're expecting it to be when
that's
you crack
true.
That egg.
Yeah,
but there's no bird where it's like, well, you don't eat their eggs; they're poison.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
You know. Also, again, like it's instantly as well. You see an egg, eat an egg.
Exactly.
You see a berry, you got to wait for the berry to grow.
Yeah.
You see a banana, you're like, okay, come on,
hurry up, buddy.
Come on, grow, mother.
I see an egg. I just need like a hot rock.
Yeah.
Maybe that's fried egg.
I like that. Like you don't. Like, you can't find berries, but you can find a hot enough rock to cook an egg.
Maybe I'm in a desert.
You don't cook eggs very often, do you?
Maybe I'm in a desert. Is it a hot rock?
He's really hot.
He's in a desert. There's a condor. He has to brain a condor to get the egg.
I climb a cactus.
Okay, all right,
I find a nest on top with eggs in it. I say, now to find a hot rock.
All right.
Crack.
All right.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Ew.
This is disgusting. And now a condor's after me.
Because I killed its babies.
And I'm covered in holes that are bleeding because I had to climb a cactus.
Yeah. I get why you'd love the idea of eggs, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And figs. And look, listeners, I'd hate to cut short this episode, but I need to piss. Okay. So bad.
All right. Fair
I've
enough.
Been trying to drink more water, and it's made me feel better, even though I didn't know I wasn't feeling good previously. But as a consequence of that, I've had like a liter and a half of water today, which is too much water considering it's quarter to one.
Yep.
So
that's fair enough. Look,
I'm going to leave my thoughts with Venom, The Last Dance. It will probably be the same as the other two, which I didn't love, but lots of people went crazy for. So if you're excited for it, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to piss.
Yeah.
We all love different things.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I reckon the swing for the fences, wrap those all up. Uh-huh. I reckon we're probably going to maybe see another animal turn into a Venom, and that might be a little sting at the end.
A monkey.
Like a monkey, a squirrel, a dog.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think the poisons will be in it.
Mm. Okay.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Go piss, girl.
I will go piss. Goodbye.
See ya. This has been another episode of Based on Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
I love piss!
He loves piss. That's not...
No, I think that was...
That's not what he's doing. He didn't say, I love pissing.